I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH in Boston. President Barack Obama and other world leaders wrapped up their G8 summit in France today. Before departing, the leaders declared that nuclear safety should become a top priority on future agendas. This is the latest response to the ongoing nuclear crisis in Japan. This week, UN nuclear inspectors visited the Fukushima Daiichi plant that was crippled by the massive earthquake and tsunami in March. Soon after, radiation from the plant forced the evacuation of tens of thousands of people living nearby. Now, the people of a nearby village called Itate, who were thought initially not to have been affected by the nuclear crisis, are being told to evacuate by next Tuesday. The world's Marco Werman is on assignment in Fukushima City, Japan. And Marco, you went to Itate today. Tell us exactly where it is.
Well, that's precisely the problem, the location of Itate. As you say, Lisa, I'm in Fukushima City at the moment. And if you draw a line southeast of here, 20 miles down that line, you get to Itate. Follow that line another 30 miles southeast, and you're at the crippled Fukushima Daiichi nuclear plant. Now, if you look at that now famous map of the area and those two rings that encircle the plant, inside the first ring of the so-called exclusion zone, that's mandatory evacuation. Those towns and villages were forced out right after the nuclear crisis began. Inside the second ring is so-called suggested evacuation. So you have to understand that radiation does not cluster in these perfect circles. The map of the area you really need to look at is a radiation cluster map. The map shows a plume of radiation, and the worst of that radiation ends actually just outside the second ring of the exclusion zone. That's where Itate lies. So on April 20th, the Japanese government gave Itate Village until May 31st, next Tuesday, for a mandatory evacuation.
Well, with that hanging over the heads of the people there, I wonder what they're feeling and what they're telling you now.
Well, it's kind of strange. It's both a very normal village and kind of abnormal. Lush green forests, old wood Japanese houses dotted here and there. But here's the thing. I left Fukushima this morning, and the Geiger counter I have with me was reading a somewhat elevated level, but nothing particularly harmful for an afternoon of radiation exposure. By the time I got to Itate, it was quite elevated. In fact, Yuri, my translator, who's been up to Fukushima Prefecture 7 times since the quake, said it was the highest reading she'd seen yet. Mm-hmm. And yet no one in Itate was wearing hazmat suits. There were few people wearing face masks. It's a village of 6,000 people, and except for a large chunk of kids who've gone to a neighboring town to resume school, because they were out of school for several weeks right after the quake, there are still quite a few people who have yet to pack up and go. And when we got to the town hall to interview the mayor, the whole city staff was outside unloading a truck weighed down with free bottled water for the village for the remaining days here. And they were all happy, you know, working together and laughing.
So what about the mayor who you met and presumably talked to? How does he feel about this evacuation?
Well, Mayor Norio Kana of Itate has a reputation as a progressive man, and I asked him how he used to feel about nuclear energy and how he feels about it now. Mayor Kana was calm but clearly upset as he spoke. He said it was time for a change. He told me that after World War II, Japan based itself on mass production, mass consumption, mass waste. But it's time in the next half century, he said, to live with greater respect for our natural resources. In other words, he explained, we must rethink the whole way we live. And he said later that that meant living without nuclear power, something he never supported in the first place.
So this town, Itate, a town of, as you say, about 6,000 people, where are they all going to go when they evacuate? And do they have any idea when they might be able to come back?
Well, they're going to a small town several miles away, but far enough out of that radiation danger zone deemed to be healthy. It's the same town, actually, where the kids are now in school, and the town is all hoping that they'll be able to come back. The most optimistic guess, though, is that it'll be at least 6 to 9 months before that happens, and everything is dependent on progress in containing the multiple accidents at the Fukushima plant. Even if that problem were solved right now, the head of Itate's school commission told me that the school building and grounds have been irradiated now, and they'll literally have to shave off a thick outer layer of the school itself and dig up a sizable top layer of the dirt around the school. There was another thing he said, Lisa, that I thought was telling. The town of Itate has its own anthem, a town song, and there's a recording of children singing it in a little shrine just outside the town hall. And one of the verses goes, "You must dare to dream." So I asked the school commissioner what the kids should be dreaming about right now.
4月の20日に川端に行く予定だったんですけども。
So the school commissioner told me that recently at a commencement ceremony for the middle school, he addressed the students and said that things are very hard right now. He understands that, but he told them that he hoped they would see this as an opportunity to learn, that learning isn't just about reading, writing, and arithmetic. It's about informing yourself and being citizens who can work together, not just thinking about the self. And, you know, as we left the village in the late afternoon, a sign of things to come, a very large convoy of some 200 Japanese defense forces started approaching Itate, and they'll stay there past the 31st to make sure no one comes in and that everyone has left.
Marco, before we let you go, I want to ask you about your own experience since you spent the day there in an area, as you say, of highly elevated radiation. How are you dealing with that?
Well, ever since I started planning this trip, I've been plagued by the same uncertainties of what radiation does to you that have plagued millions of Japanese. It fills you with anxiety. I was in the car this morning, worried about the numbers, rolling down my shirt sleeves, protecting my skin, wearing a hat. I put on a white doctor's mask. The exposure out there wasn't that long, but you have an irrational urge to scratch your skin. I was even finding my hand, you know, drifting up to my neck to feel my lymph nodes to see if they were swelling after maybe sequestering some foreign intrusion. Frankly, all pretty irrational behavior. Still, it's recommended, and I follow the recommendation, to bag up your clothes and wash them. Apparently, the half-life of exposed clothing for an afternoon like this is about 8 days, so I'll be able to wear them when I get back to Boston, but I'm not feeling real good about it. So you can only imagine how anxious the people of Itate must feel.
The World's Marco Werman. Marco, thank you.
You're welcome, Lisa.